president just sucked 37 dicks in a row.
Authentic to myself. Me and, you know, I just kept it real. People respect when you keep it real, you know? He told me he loves me.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. We got a full house here. We got Walt.
Yo.
And we got BQ.
Hello.
BQ. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You got a 1,000-yard stare. I don't know, like, you tired?
Back to work. Yeah, you know, it's like, back to work on, like, four different things at once. But it's good. Good things.
Good things?
Weather's right. Getting warmer. It's in the 50s today, mm-hmm. You know?
Let's talk a good 20 minutes about the weather to start off this episode.
Yeah,
again.
Let's wrap it up.
Did you hear anything about us talking about the weather?
I heard us talking about other things that cause mucho problems since the last episode. Weather wasn't one of them.
Weather wasn't it?
Now, I have to, right off the bat, I have to issue an apology to our Canadian brothers and sisters.
We didn't badmouth Canada.
Yes, I did. I was insensitive, you know, at a point where, you know, they're...
Are they pussies, these Canadians?
What are you talking about?
No. Stop, guys. Stop. No, let me issue the apology.
Okay, wow. Get him doing that. What went down?
It was bad. It was bad. It deservedly so.
But what did you?
I made jokes that were insensitive to the issues that are going on between America and Canada right now. And
For fuck's sake!
Stop! Canadian brothers and sisters were upset, and I got a lot of upset people, and including people who are so sweet and nice. Some of the longest standing listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Sent me an email that basically just broke my heart.
And, oh, man.
Yeah, it broke my heart saying that she no longer can listen to us because she just finds herself, I just don't like you guys as people anymore.
Oh,
because we made a couple jokes about annexing Canada?
I stood up for Canada. Wait a second. I certainly didn't say.
Some people did acknowledge that.
Yeah, I didn't say a single bad thing about Canada.
I don't know if it was – the final straw was Canada, and also some misinformation at the end of the episode. We did definitely were wrong about something about free speech in the UK. It wasn't.
Well, how the fuck are we going to be right about that? We don't live in the UK.
Yeah, I guess what. Again,
I think we spoke in generalities where we were like, yeah, it's something about like social media.
No, it was blamed. Again, it was just we didn't do enough homework to weigh in on it and. Getting this email.
I gotta start doing homework
after
if I'm gonna
15
weigh
years.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, how much homework do I have to do?
You can follow my lead now, and my lead is just gonna be. I'm just gonna talk about Teddy, my dog.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna bitch about Get'em. And I am not going to weigh in on anything that I am not completely versed in, because it just upsets people. At the end of the day, that is not the goal. No. I am not here to make people upset and be like I'm canceling everything, you know. I'm no Patreon, no more merch. It's it. It's over. I don't like you guys anymore.
I don't understand. How can people not understand that it's like it's not a serious political show?
I think that they
make a couple jokes and people are like I hate you now. Come on.
They didn't say I hate
that, or I don't like you guys anymore.
I find that I just at the end of the day I don't like you guys as people anymore.
Oof.
That's tough.
Well, if you knew us in the first place,
I'm not going to say her name, but she was such a supporter, so nice. Like you couldn't have found a more nicer person for her to say that. I do think you have to look and see, have we strayed from the mission statement and do we need to course correct?
But strayed into what? I don't understand. I'm
just
not
talking
following.
About things that up that. At the end of the day, don't allow people to enjoy the show as much as they would if we just.
But how the hell are we supposed to know what those topics are?
You're about to say don't talk about things that upset people. Everything upsets somebody.
I have never gotten a complaint where like, hey man, you're fucking riding Ginnam's balls too hard. I have never gotten that email.
Really? All my emails are in your spam folder.
And I bet you never heard any shit about Teddy talk either.
Yeah. No. I got a good Teddy story this week. And that may be the only thing I could talk about. But all kidding aside though, yeah, like to hear that people are like, I'm done. I will never support you guys in any way because you,
right. You joked around.
You know what? It's too new. I guess the wound was too raw and all the implications of Trump making that ridiculous like proclamation that he wants to annex Canada. At the end of the day,
we thought it was as ridiculous as anybody else.
Yeah, I don't remember saying anything besides that's
but I shouldn't have made
a bad idea. We shouldn't upset our neighbors.
This is the first time in decade that it's my fault.
A rare L. They've been racking it not so rare lately, buddy.
I've been having a whole bunch of L's lately. That's why I'm going strictly dog talk and strictly fucking pissing and shitting on Ginnam. Those are why I know where my W's are.
Yeah,
that's okay. Your wheelhouse.
Can you forward me that email? I'd like to read it
from the longtime listener. Do you really want to hear?
No, no. I definitely do.
I don't want to tell her name. I don't want you guys to get I know how you guys are. Don't like criticism. I know you guys don't. You get fucking very aggro and defensive, and you're ready to fucking burn
down.
Look,
he's already separating himself from us. Yeah. You see that?
You guys.
He's drawing lines in the sand. Look at him.
You're writing fables. You're shitting on graves.
Whenever something like this happens, we always get lumped together.
No, I know how you guys handle criticism. It's not you guys ever go like, we need some self-reflection. Nope. It's like,
go fuck yourself.
How do we turn this into a year-long bit? All right, not this time.
Okay. She's too sweet of a person. Okay. And
I got to know later on. I got to know who it is.
Yeah. You want to give me something to write with there, 148, and you're ready at the end? You got a pen? You don't have red at the hand? Okay.
Well, I mean, for my part, I apologize to her, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Let me see. She's writing a name.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, the sweetest of the
that
ants.
That is. We do need to look at our souls a little bit.
Yeah. Now you're changing that tune.
Yeah. I wasn't even aware she was Canadian.
I don't even think she is Canadian.
Come on, then.
It was a culmination of just too many talking points that just made her upset with the tone of the podcast. She likes lighthearted kind of personal stories, I think. She doesn't – like a lot of listeners who bombard me with like they don't want to hear us weigh in on the world view. Who am I? How arrogant is it that I, a fucking failed comic book store manager, defrocked by Kevin Smith, that I have enough knowledge that now I can weigh in on all the fucking problems that the world has across the fucking ocean I'm weighing in.
Well, Canada's not across the ocean, but
– don't talk about the UK.
Okay. Yeah. But as I recall, it wasn't – what am I missing? Because all I remember you saying is something about maple syrup.
That was the joke.
That's what got it.
What?
Oh, come on.
But it was too soon. No, I'm not. I'm not kidding you. Q, you can't. This is the problem. This is why I don't want
people
to
say.
This is not the appropriate response.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
I think it's the only response.
You have to come with a little bit more humility. And you have to, your voice has to break a little bit. Because.
But you didn't say anything.
I did. I said the maple syrup joke. And it was not the time to make the joke, they're saying.
On a podcast?
No, it was too new.
So we have to wait a year before we can make maple syrup jokes about taking over Canada. Nobody in this fucking room thinks we're taking over Canada. That's why we're joking around about it.
No, but the things that Trump is talking about, though, doing, are going to truly hurt Canada and their economy with the tariffs and shit. And it's not a joking matter. Their way of life and their economy is at stake. And you got us three yokels, you know, fucking sitting there.
Because I've never
laughing.
Been made fun of.
Online? That victimhood that you.
Online? I hear shit about me all the time. I never fucking cry about
remember
it.
Remember his name?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We should put a photo of her on the wall.
I'm stunned at that. Because
that's why I say it broke my
heart. I think
heart.
I could win her back.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think so.
No. Let me just let this one lie. Yeah, I don't know. I tell you what, I will say this. If she's never going to hear this.
I don't know.
But I think that the appropriate response, and I'm kind of proud of her because I do like her. Like that's yeah, that is surprising.
She's a sweet lady.
The appropriate response, I think, is what she's doing. She didn't have to write the letter and announce it. But I think, like, honestly, if, like, that bothers you, the maple syrup joke doesn't bother you that much.
No, no. Like, I think it's a culmination probably, of, like, almost over a year she's been having these thoughts of, like, I'm not enjoying it the way I used to. I don't like these men the way I used to. And there's nothing we, you know.
There are people who I know rail against us online, but still listen to the show. And to me, that I'm just like, well, even if you don't pay for Patreon, if you're just giving us that listeners number, is helping us.
They're not. What they're listening, I don't want to get too in. Well,
what I'm saying is, by listening to complain is supporting the show.
They're listening in the hopes that this is the week, and it almost was last week with that maple syrup shit, that they can dance on our graves.
Well, why don't we –
they're waiting to dance, and they're waiting for that comment that's going to come that's going to be like, that's the fucking – start the music. I'm going to do a jig because TSD is dead. And they thought the maple syrup was possible.
Wow, I didn't realize we came so close.
I mean, do you guys ever think that maybe we should just stop doing this podcast?
Never.
Because how the fuck is this fun?
There's too many
like, how is this fun?
Depending on us now, though.
Yeah, but so what? Like, how is it?
Like, okay, so are you,
maybe the show
including
is
just, myself.
Yeah, I know, Q. I know you got a television show still. Yeah. Me and Bri, we've been canceled for a decade.
You can't just do it.
They can't do the concert
like
Meg. You
can't just do it for that reason. Like, it's not fun. Like, it's
– do you have fun?
I mean, I have fun. I don't know what it's going to look like going forward now.
What? You don't like fucking stories about adorable dogs?
I do.
And
me
shitting on Get 'Em? That fucking picture that still isn't hung up, Chuck.
I'm with you. But what I'm saying is just like – not trying to take away how affected they were by the maple syrup.
It's not just the ego, and it's glossing over the UK comment too.
Sure, okay, but even the UK comment, like I don't even remember, like. Okay, fine, but like you to treat this to say that whatever we talked about is so off put. Like there are I just don't believe that we'd ever say anything that was like so crazy. But my point is like. If a maple syrup joke is a straw that breaks a camel's back, and that is what we're podcasting under, and these people who don't like the show and don't like us still listen, like how is it fun? Like it's just how is it fun?
There was a thread.
Shouldn't be support. Anybody who thinks that we're a bad podcast just by giving us the listener number, you're supporting.
I don't care about
that. So you support what you hate.
Yeah, but here's the support at the bottom line though is there was a thread about how many Canadians have canceled their Patreon.
Okay.
And there was a people going, I did. That has to make you reflect. That's like a sponsor on IJ.
Absolutely.
Like it was like, hey, the guys, we're losing sponsors left and right.
You're right to put it that way. But there's a certain point that it just stops being fun.
But I have to do
a show where you have to watch every single word that you say because
you
a maple syrup
that?
Joke
you
might.
Don't think I've been doing that since?
After that maple syrup debacle? No, I don't think I have been.
Well, yes, I let my guard down. But for the better part of a decade, I've watched my P's and Q's.
Yeah, but if these people want the show to die, is what
there's
you're
some
saying.
That do.
Right.
There's some that, not all. I think there's a small percentage, especially on the Reddit, that listen in hopes that something comes out or there's a comment made that's it. Now they're going to get theirs. Now they're going to pay. Now they're going to – and that payment is going to be where we lose the ability to make this be our job.
Well, that can't really happen. I mean
– of course it can. You get enough – you say it's the wrong thing. I mean we see there's people littered. The history is littered with people who said the wrong thing and they never could work again.
Yeah, but you look at the most successful podcast on the planet and it's like – those people are saying fucking crazy shit that we wouldn't ever say.
Who's what, like? An, I mean, not example anyone. Of a comment, but like example of the most successful podcast.
Like Joe Rogan.
TSD Town.
I mean, you look at any of these podcasts that are excelling now, and it's like they don't like the maple syrup joke is not even a pimple on what these people say and truly believe. Like, you don't believe that Canada is only good for maple syrup?
Of course not.
You made a joke.
I was a joke.
But on some of those podcasts, there are people right now being like, yeah, fuck Canada, blah, blah, blah. And they're making billions of dollars, these people. Millions and millions of dollars. So it's like
– but they're very divisive.
I don't want to be that.
Yeah. Let's talk about my dog.
That's fine, but my point is, it's like if we're trying to keep it like a maple syrup joke is a thing that's over the line. I'm just saying, at a certain point, you got to ask yourself, remember, like, what is the point of this?
I don't know. I remember a BQ that would have been like, yeah, we gotta talk about Teddy and fucking only Teddy jokes. Just a few years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
I agree with that. I still agree with that. I don't want to say anything that upsets people, but like. The line can't be a maple syrup joke.
Okay, but it's the misinformation at the end too about the UK. There wasn't an immigrant involved that caused the that murdered children, and there were tweets or social media posts that incited a riot. And there isn't a crackdown on free speech. This is
– I got you.
So that and it's that along with the incendiary comment about maple syrup.
You're right.
It was the perfect storm. Of to cause people to be like question their love of the podcast.
I understand. I understand where you're coming from. And I'm down. Teddy and get him. Let's do it.
Yep.
I'm down.
Am I going over the line if I wish Pam a happy 79th birthday today?
Of course not. You know that.
I don't know anymore.
Yes, you do. That's what people don't like.
But I thought that's what people like. Yeah. I thought people like that.
Facetious fucking sarcasm dripping. Can I say happy birthday to my mother?
I'm just wondering. You know, because I'm so fucking sensitive. Yeah. You never know anymore.
But you know. That's the thing. You know that you can. So even – starting off on that is starting off on the wrong foot. Look.
That's true. Right,
show us a name. Say your name. Say your name.
We speak your name.
Yeah, we speak your name. Except without saying it.
Yeah. Just going to write it up on the wall over there.
Oh, man. But get him. You're saying that people pointed out that I defended Canada.
Some people did, yes.
Right, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
some
people
did.
I don't think you were taken to task as much as I was.
Yeah, you said Canada deserved to boo the U.S.
Yeah, all right.
And I agree with that, too. It was a joke.
Yeah.
But I won't make jokes like that again. Not at the expense of our northern brothers and sisters.
So speaking of Teddy, he's not here today.
No, we got Pam in her 79th birthday.
Yeah, it's her 79th birthday. In fact, it's today, and I came here instead of going over to hang out with Pam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh.
This is the only time we could do the show.
Did you know that we were walking into this today?
No.
You didn't know that there was a major backlash to the episode?
Not at all. Well, I don't go on Reddit.
Well, how many? And, get them. I'm not letting.
I go on Twitter. I don't see anything on Twitter.
Back
about
me
it.
Up.
There was at least four major posts with about 100. The episode has over 300 comments right now. Just the episode.
All,
right.
Wow. All taking it.
Yeah. Wow.
Taking it on the chin. We are.
Yeah. Oof.
So we'll have to make this episode extra nice.
Well, no, I don't think it has to be nice. I don't think people want us to lose our. What's the word I'm looking for? Our savoir-faire?
That's not the word you're looking
they
for.
They want to dull down, man.
When have we been edgy?
I think in the beginning.
Really?
I think in the beginning. By today's standards, yeah. Maybe not back then. But like if you look at it by today's standards, yeah, we were.
They want us to
stuff.
Bust each on each other's balls lovingly.
Mm.
They want us to talk about our lives and things that are going on. They can get.
I don't think they want me to talk about my life.
I think they
do. It's too boring. It's far too boring. I don't do anything.
Well,
I almost went out to dinner tonight.
That's my fault. I invited to go to dinner because I realized I couldn't. So I had to cancel plans 5 minutes after I made them.
I know I'm probably not welcome, but can I offer a suggestion maybe? And maybe put a feeler out to see if the listeners would like it?
Just let me just say this. I think what are they looking for? I think they're looking – they're not looking for us to weigh in on things that they can get those viewpoints in a million other places. They can only get the TSD effect from us. And if we're wasting our time weighing in on shit that we're not really informed upon enough, that we are wasting time.
Sure, I understand.
I've gone out of my way not to talk about politics.
Some would say that's not true.
Then I want to hear a clip of it. I want to hear people.
You want a super clip?
I want a mega clip. Yeah, I want a super cut of me talking about politics for the past 2 years.
Well, politics now can be even talking about the Canadian booing. Canadians booing. That was.
Now I
got to
run whatever I'm going to say by everybody. I go, hey, is it all right if we talk about this week? The Canadians. Why are we upset that the Canadians are booing us?
Some Americans were upset, though. Some felt it was justified. I wasn't. Let me go on record for that. Yeah. I was not upset that the Canadians booed the anthem.
All right. I don't know.
But Gidim has a suggestion.
Fun to do. It's like – this is like just come in for the chastising and finger wagging of the week. Like the rest of the world is moving on from being fucking told what to do and say and getting their finger wagged.
I'm going to come here
in a windowless room just to have fucking anonymous people tell me why I'm an asshole and why what's wrong with me and what I said was wrong. And they think they're right.
It wasn't you, though.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But Gidim, we would be absolutely – fools to not take advantage of having a genius in our midst. Tell us what we should do.
I say we give him complete creative control of the show.
Go ahead.
Just wondering maybe if people have problems, like major news outlets do, you can offer a correction in the next retraction, correction in the next episode. Acknowledge your mistake.
Right.
And, you know, I think that maybe helped. They maybe help. Yes, but I'm saying if any time in the future. If a comment is made that's incorrect, you address the next episode and apologize for being incorrect.
They said,
and maybe that will help mend bridges.
Well, some of the comments I saw were like, "Why can't your fat ass do that in the moment?" And they said, "It wasn't me saying that. That was them saying that." Like, why aren't you doing something? Like, why aren't you looking up what they're talking about? And then you can correct us in the moment.
Because I've also had comments where I get yelled at for distracting you guys by putting stuff up on the screen.
Well, no. Yeah, don't point it up on the screen. Just be like, hey, guys, you know what?
And
just
interrupting the podcast. Ruining the flow. And last episode was so great because the guys just ignored Gidim and just kept on going and didn't listen to his blather.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Mixed opinions. What are you going
to
do?
Listen to all of them and adjust to every single one. Yes.
Course correct at every moment.
But I mean, look, I just don't understand how people – if they feel like we're saying the wrong things or spreading misinformation and you continue to listen to the show, you're supporting the problem that you claim to hate. So maybe just, you know, live by your convictions and don't listen to the show anymore.
It doesn't have to be a big thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, why would you support something that you actively don't like? You know, don't. Because then everything that's done on this show, if you continue to listen to it, everything that's done on the show, you're co-signing by supporting and listening. So the only way to really show how you're morally superior to us
is to leave us alone.
Is to just go away.
Yeah, but then if they're on Patreon, though, then it's
– That's all right, man. That's where we
– We ain't getting new listeners, though. We're only losing old ones.
Well, that's where it's on us to – well, this is where they're right. It's like it's on us to create a show that's not shedding listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't hate
this
that.
This is almost like episode one of the new Tell Him Steve Dave.
Can this not be –
reinventing.
Can next week's be the
rebranding of the all new Tell Him Steve Dave show?
I like that.
Didn't we rebrand with Q at one time?
Q the laughs.
Q the laughs.
All right, let's do another. Look, comics go to issue number one all the time.
Yeah.
Let's start next
comic
week.
Comic books.
Let's build bridges, man.
Let's start off. We want to kill the old numbering?
No
like
way.
This is the final – no, why? Way. You like the old number? Why? Of course. Is the benefit of having those numbers?
That many numbers?
600 episodes. What's the benefit of that? I'm not saying I disagree with you, but
right.
I'm just curious how you see it.
I think people have been like, okay, they've been around for a while. They're not new.
Mm-hmm.
And just on a personal level, I like to know that like we've banked this many episodes. I mean, God knows.
It's not going to go away if we just start over with a number one, and maybe it's not so daunting of somebody to be like, oh my God, 600 episodes. I cannot fucking get into a podcast that's 600 episodes.
We talked about this and we tried to go back and do like a primer.
Mm-hmm.
We got like 5 minutes in and we were like, fuck it. Just go listen to the fucking show if you want to know. That's what happened.
We're in a tight spot now.
A lack of effort though. That's like, you know, we're not putting in the proper effort though.
All right, tune in next week for 15 years worth of history. We'll catch you up.
Yeah, all right. I like the challenge of it. I think you're right, Walt. I think, like, if you drop the defensiveness, there's been some good points made.
I just don't – I think because I'm the type of person, if I see shit on TV that makes me mad, or I see something in the news that makes me mad, it, like, I don't – like, say Bill Burr. Bill Burr has become kind of woke in the past, you know.
Like, oh, now here he goes.
Go. 2 years.
This is the last episode. He could do it.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Not once did I think of writing into Bill Burr or letting anybody know that I don't like Bill Burr anymore.
You have made it known that you don't like people going woke, though. You constantly rail about Stephen King. You have a platform. You don't need to go on social media. You have that microphone to tell the world what you don't like.
Right. And then they don't want to hear it.
No,
they don't want to hear it anymore. Yeah, I'll just talk about things I like. That'll be so fucking interesting to everyone.
Talk about Norm.
Talk about Norm. Yeah, Norm and Teddy. Norm and Teddy news every week.
Norm, Teddy, Boris.
Yeah.
Now we're shaping into something I like.
I'm not saying it has to be exclusively about that, but I think people really like hearing our accounts of our life and where we're at and what's going on.
What are you talking about? I start talking about my life. I get told I'm name dropping and then I'm fucking big time.
Gallivanting.
Can you stop talking about all the stars he knows?
I know. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, he's out of touch. It's like, what does that mean?
I have the solution.
Who out of touch with you?
I had the solution.
Who cares? Yeah.
The solution is an insert a different name for that celebrity. And if the story is still as interesting, if it's not a celebrity,
yeah,
then tell it.
Yeah, but like, how do you tell a story about like getting fucking? Because I never. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely,
I'm not right.
You're absolutely right.
I'm not right though. I mean, it's just a thought. I'm just a suggestion.
Yeah, you're right. I'll try. I'll try to replace celebrity names with like tell Joe. Oh, can't even use Joe.
Yeah, people like, I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, all right. There's plenty of names.
I'll find the name, a name for that. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
What's the matter, Ginnam?
Oh. Ow. You're hitting the microphone cable. I was trying to write you a note to tell you to stop doing that. So I didn't interrupt the show.
All right. Well,
so
now
happy birthday to Pam. Is she on
years.
The New York Times bestseller? Because every motherfucker I know is emailing me saying, I picked up the book.
Yes.
Is she up there?
I don't know if she's on there yet, but she has to be on some kind of bestseller list because same thing. I couldn't be more appreciative to everyone who has supported her. And I there are people that are like, hey, man, I'm just buying the book. I'm probably not going to read it.
But who cares?
That's fine. Yeah. As far as she's concerned, it's a sale. And she's very happy with the way people are turning out. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Listeners I've seen are promoting the book, saying they picked it up. Mm-hmm. TSD town residents. Nichelle sent me a text being like, I picked up the book.
Yeah. He sent me a picture of himself with it. Yeah. She's very appreciative.
He said it's not his go-to genre.
I can see that.
Why do you think Nichelle doesn't have elves and fantasy in his toolbox?
Too much of an alpha.
Really?
He's got leaves, too much pussy.
Yeah.
You think it comes down to that?
Yeah, I do.
Guys who are like, so wait a minute. Would comics fall in the genre of fantasy? And
not anymore.
You're the outlier then. You wouldn't have a need to like spend a Friday night at home reading your comics.
No, I made it a badge of like, I made it cool in my personal circle.
How did you do that? Because I couldn't pull that off.
It's both authentic to myself. Me and, you know, I just kept it real. People respect when you keep it real, you know?
Right. I had enthusiasm for it.
No, I took shit for reading comics all through high school, college, my 20s, even in the start of Jokers. Like, if you watch some of those early episodes, you see them ripping on me for fucking the Superman tattoo. But then, but that was 15 years ago. Like, now those jokes, now who wants to be at the Deadpool premiere and who wants to fucking – all that shit that I got made fun of for years is like – is cool now, and now they're ruining it, of course. But with that comes the
decimus. Did you see Captain America?
I did not.
I saw it.
What do you think? Because I had a waiter yesterday who loved it. And he was like, you have to go see it.
I didn't love it.
Okay.
I heard it was terrible.
I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah.
I just am shocked that it's a sequel to a 17-year-old Incredible Hulk movie.
That's what this
blows my mind.
Like a direct sequel, right? Like,
yes.
It's more about that than anything
like
else.
You have to see that Hulk movie to fucking follow what's going on.
Right.
And I think that is insane. that was the judgment, and that was the like the writer's room or whoever the bigwigs are like, yeah, you know what I think is a good idea? Let's base it upon a 17-year-old Hulk movie that nobody remembers and nobody really liked.
Yeah, it's bold.
Ballsy, but it didn't do the trick. I feel a Captain America movie should be about Captain America.
Yeah.
And he should warn his own foe, at least, his own villain.
Yeah.
And it didn't have that in it. There was moments that were really good, and there were moments that weren't that good. And if I was Disney, I would just be like, stop wasting time showing out the heroes fighting just normal dudes in fatigues.
Well, you have to do that with this Captain America. He doesn't have superpowers. What the fuck are you going to do?
But he's got the wings. He could fly. He's more than capable of beating up a couple soldiers.
That's why he was the great Falcon. He was a great Falcon.
There's a new Falcon in this too.
Has he? I don't mean to assume it's a he.
On this time, your assumption would be correct. Okay, but let's not do that again next episode.
You're right.
Let's
just, you're absolutely
correct. You got lucky.
W for Walt.
A rare W for you. Now, people are going to think you're not taking it seriously, though, now with that shot.
Which one?
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah, I like Anthony Mackie. I like him.
I like him
as Falcon. I wish they had gone with Bucky as Captain. I can't get over how wrong I think the choice they made is, where Bucky is from the same era, has fucking superpowers, has a connect, is the opposite. Like, to take if you're going to replace Captain America and you replace him with his mirror opposite, exact mirror opposite. That to me is fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Like that. And it worked in the comic. Like when Bucky was Captain America, it was a great storyline. Falcon he's a great Falcon. Like he didn't need to become Captain America. Like the story, I don't know. It's just that it wasn't there.
But we know how Disney has been accused of forcing social issues. I believe this was the one that was actually worthy of telling on a big stage. Of African American becoming Captain America and part of the country being like, oh, Captain America that I recognize. And another part of the country being like, you're no worthy to be Captain America.
Oh, you got a lot of that in the movie?
No, but I'm surprised they didn't, though.
Yeah. But then they kind of did that
they said they did it in the TV show,
right.
Which I barely remember. But is it worth seeing? I've seen worse Marvel movies.
Oh, I'm going to see it eventually. Yeah, so I'll probably see it when it comes home.
You probably should see it. There's a Red Hulk floating.
Let me be clear. I'm not like, why is he Captain America? Fuck it. I'm just looking as a comic book fan and knowing both those storylines, the Winter Soldier becoming Captain America is a way richer vein.
Yes, but the Falcon, Sam Wilson has become Captain America, though, too, in this comic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even that storyline isn't as good as when Bucky became Captain America. But.
Yep.
But hey, I don't have any problems with him being Captain America. He's my captain.
You sound like you're on the defensive about it.
Yeah, he's my captain now.
That doesn't sound good.
Dude, I will salute Anthony Mackie when I see him in the streets. I will.
Stop saying it, though, because then it just feels weird that you keep saying it.
Yeah, then you're overcompensating.
He's cool. Why wouldn't he be cool? There's no reason he wouldn't be cool.
Why wouldn't he be a great Captain America? I don't understand. He doesn't need superpowers.
But I think they took Bucky, since they're making him in that Thunderbolts movie. That's a lot of Bucky, then.
I don't think they should have done that because I don't think they should take Bucky and put him into Suicide Squad. Like, Bucky's too good of a character to be like the
Suicide Squad.
I mean, doesn't that Thunderbolts look like hey, it's our Suicide Squad, everybody?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Like, not saying it won't be good, but like, I don't know. I think a better place for him to go would have been as Captain America. Plus, his Captain America outfit was fucking dope. Remember Alex Ross designed it?
Yeah.
And it looked so fucking good. But
it was good.
But hey, you know what, though? That's just a personal choice. It's got nothing to do with anything.
Or anybody.
Or anybody. Or any history of anything.
We got an ad?
We don't have any ads.
No ads. No. Ad-free.
Ad-free Friday.
On purpose, right?
On purpose. Yeah.
As an apology. As an apology.
Was it because everybody dropped us?
Yeah. Yeah, all the sponsors are like,
the
we're out.
The pills are like, whoa, whoa,
we
whoa.
Heard about that maple syrup shit.
Wow.
No ads today. Juggled them around so it could be an ad-free episode.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got going on at the Johnson household since last saw you?
Well.
I'm saving my Teddy story for last.
I did.
That's a closer.
on a strong note.
How was Sage's birthday?
Aside from doing basically nothing, I did get a cortisone shot yesterday in my knee after a year and a half. And it really made me wonder. Like, I was sitting there and I was thinking about it for a long time, like how much different my life would have been if instead of giving me opiates, the doctor had just given me a cortisone shot. Because it works perfectly. Like, I wasn't even aware that a cortisone shot would do something like that. But, like, my knee was so locked up, I couldn't walk. I was, like, this is about a year and a half ago. I was, when I would come in here and I would, like, gimping around. I had my cane.
Yeah, all that shit. That's right.
It was all just because of arthritis in the knee. And the last time the guy gave me the cortisone shot in the knee, and it worked perfectly. A year and a half later, got another one. And within a day, it's, like, feeling better. Yeah.
Can you?
Sue?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Because he said – this is going to make my mother look bad too. But hey, man, we keep it real here.
Well, not anymore.
Well, I'll try to keep it as real as I can.
Please don't.
We can't afford it.
But Pam said to me that one time she was talking to the doctor because she went to the same doctor. And I guess they were talking about the pills.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, well, he'll probably get addicted, but then we'll just deal with that then.
Wow.
Now – I was looking at my mother like, well, what the fuck? Why didn't you say something? But, you know, she's Pam, so I'm not really surprised I didn't hold it against her. But, yeah, I might be able to get into some kind of class action suit.
Against the pharmaceutical company or the doctor?
The doctor.
Does she have him on – is that on your chart? He wrote that down. He's probably going to get addicted to this, but we'll deal with that later.
That I doubt. That I don't – I mean, he would be really –
That's a smoking gun.
And that was
you don't need a matlock to fucking win that case.
Right.
You wrote that down.
Oh, speaking of which, I started watching.
Did you?
Yes. I'm into the first two episodes. I like the direction it's going in. Boom. You're right.
Wow. I didn't think I could win you over.
I will say this. It's an old person show. Yeah. It feels like a CBS 1980 show.
There will be times where it feels ageless.
Yeah.
And it's not an old person's show. And now those are the moments where you're like, oh, this is well done. There's something more here than meets the eye.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that, like, the only, like, real likable character so far is Kathy Bates. Otherwise
– her husband is super likable.
He's too doting, though.
Like, wait till you get to the episode where
– I'm only on episode two.
Yeah,
so
yeah, there's a couple episodes.
Get him. I'm on a fucking Matlock recap show
when
now.
It was fucking Deadwood.
That's what Tell Him Steve Dave becomes. Matlock recap show.
When it was Deadwood, it was all fine and dandy when I had the glazed overlook.
Yeah, but you didn't walk into this room and get told that everything you do is wrong.
I think that's the thing.
Every day.
That's
every day.
Oh, fuck if you don't deserve every criticism that is thrown at you. You're out of your fucking mind that you don't think you're above even the most baseless criticism has fucking merit.
Audience
numbers
are going up.
Oh, the boner pills are back in. Yeah. Nice.
But like, there's a moment where you know about the daughter, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's a moment where we see her for the first time, and there's like flashback things, and the husband with just facial expressions rips your heart out, and you're like, that dude deserves a fucking Emmy.
Oh yeah.
When you just fall in love with that guy because he is such a nice sweet
guy. Right. I haven't gotten to that part yet, but I'll keep an eye out.
It's a good show. I mean, again,
I like the way they weave the old Matlock stuff in too.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
But there's a lot of
– why? It's a sequel to the first series?
They acknowledged that the show existed in her world, but it was a TV show.
And that's her – like her name is Maddie Matlock. So everyone's like, just like the old TV show.
Oh, wow. Is that a choice that pays off or is just a fun thing they put in there?
I think it's a show that – I think it's a choice that pays off because it would be ridiculous to be like, she's a relative of fucking – she's the original Matlock's cousin.
Right. Now
she's doing it. It would be just too outlandish.
Well, but – or you could just not acknowledge the first series at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think this is a clever way.
Okay,
a nice nod to the – you know, they play the music sometimes of the original theme.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds –
I never saw one episode of the original Matlock though.
Yeah, okay.
I was – like that was in my – fucking teen years and early 20s.
Yeah,
there's not a chance I was
no
watching
way.
TV. A lot has changed since then. Now it's like, what's on TV?
Now it's appointment watching, yeah.
Matlock's on.
Oh, good. My shows are on.
All my programs. All of them.
There was like a good solid decade of elderly lawyer and detective shows. Like
it'll come back.
Diagnosis Murder, Matlock. Yeah.
So that's all that's been going on? Nothing else?
Nothing else.
You don't think that to yourself, like, I got to do at least something out of the norm so that I could bring it back to the table?
I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
And what's
it never presents itself. Because I don't have anywhere to go.
Like, maybe I'm just going to get up on the roof and see if the shingles are good.
Throw myself. Yeah,
that's more likely.
maybe like, go somewhere and people watch?
Yeah, Mary Beth's like, he's doing it. Go and people watch? I could do that. Yeah, I just don't get into enough, like, I mean, we went to family lunch at Texas Roadhouse on Sunday. Nothing happened. We ate lunch.
You got to make something happen.
Yeah, when I used to make something happen, though, it wasn't bad, like watching people shoot up and shit.
Fake an episode or something, like you got like
– Oh, yeah?
Like you're like, oh, my God, call the doctor. I'm dizzy. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, at the very end, I'm like, I was just fucking around. I need content because it has to be – you got to understand, it can't be too offensive, but it can be untrue.
I think that's our new tagline. Tell him, Steve Dave, it can't be offensive, but it can be untrue.
That's episode one, yeah.
It's great. I love it. Now I'm in. I got my vision now. I love it.
What are these, peanuts? I have a peanut allergy.
Yeah. Mary Beth, no, you're not. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Pretend you're bloating.
Fuck up.
Pretend you're bloating. I need this.
I'm choking. Look at me. Someone help me. Does anyone here know the Heimlich maneuver?
Someone get me my EpiPen. You don't have an EpiPen, Brian. Shut up.
Why not?
What are you fucking dope. I need fucking content.
Sir, this is the third time this week. You need an EpiPen and Chili's.
Just pretend this is an EpiPen. Oh, I've been saved. Oh.
Yeah, I got to start. Well, like after something like Q West, we'll have tons of shit to talk about.
Oh,
that's a month away, though.
A lot of stories, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, you guys are going to bank the stories, right?
We'll bank.
Yeah. Okay. I say at a minimum.
Yeah.
Six between all both of you.
Okay.
Six combined, three each. Good stories to bring back.
Okay. I can manage that. Because then I'm in a situation where it's like those good stories are possible. Stories happening in my house are few and far between.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. We're about a month away.
Yeah.
Last I heard, there was basically zero tickets.
There's one ticket left.
One ticket
left. It's hard to sell one ticket, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right.
Hey there, lonely
I'll just probably just pull it down and say it's sold out.
Yeah, you can say it.
Yeah.
It can be untrue now.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. I like this new feelings over facts era.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this.
We could have took advantage of it years ago.
I know.
We missed the boat. But now we're jumping on people like, it's too late. It's too late.
Well, feeling over facts is wrong because it's not like we're dealing – I mean the problem was we weren't dealing with facts. That's how we got into hot water.
I think we just – people just don't want to hear our viewpoints on the world's issues.
Gotcha.
They just want to laugh and they want to feel good.
I agree with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I come on board with that. I think now that my defensiveness is draining away
and I
a
saw
bit.
It and I knew it was going to happen and I was like, oh, fuck.
But now I am on the other side of it. So now I'm starting to absorb what you were saying little bit more. And I understand the perspective that you've brought to the table. And I agree. I think it's a good move for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. I don't want a fucking adversarial relationship with listeners.
What was that?
That was a note I was supposed to give him last week.
Oh.
Okay.
From Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Jimmy the Hair Guy. Q, it's Jimmy the Hair Guy. I love you. This isn't real.
No, it's real.
I love you. I do not want money. I only want to hang. See you soon. Your pal, Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Did you see that?
He told me he loves me. I like that.
That's not Gainham's handwriting.
But hasn't he been listening?
Got one seat left.
He doesn't need a ticket. That's how all this started. Yeah. I wanted him to come down. Well, whatever, Jimmy. Don't worry about it, buddy. It was a bit. Relax. It's okay. You don't have to come.
I was just about to ask.
And I love you too, Jimmy.
Oh, Gene Hackman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Did you read that search warrant?
No.
Woof. Tell us what was on it. Yeah. Just don't go, woof.
We need facts.
So as far as they know, it happened at least 2 weeks ago.
Right. I read that.
Yeah. And they found like they were partially mummified.
I read that.
Yeah.
You get mummification in 2 weeks?
Yeah, wait a just minute. Like partially.
I thought mummification was something that man-made thing that like they wrap you in gauze and shit.
Yeah, it's to like to dry out the so tissues.
But who wrapped them up in gauze?
They weren't wrapped up in gauze. Like their hands and I think the hands.
Oh, so
feet
it's just
they're just like they're like they look like shrunken apples, kind of. Yeah.
Okay, that's not called warrant. Mummifying. Yes, that is not the proper term.
It's in the
decomposing.
No, that's they said the faces were bloated.
I was saying it as a joke. I think he's serious.
What's that?
Because I started saying like, well, who wrapped him up
in a mummy?
Yeah, but you mean it.
Yeah, there's no way you can get mummified.
I think mummification is just like taking out. Right, but if they start to liquefy, if the organs start to liquefy and all the like the juices are probably leaking out, then you start to dry up.
Yeah.
In how many weeks?
At most two. That's the last time that
mummification starts at 2 weeks.
Well, I'm just saying is that's the last time that anyone had spoken to them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reporting parties, which were the landscapers.
Wow, so genius.
Not a way for a legend to go out.
But he's 90-something years old.
He was 95.
Here's the thing, though. I read an article about him, and he retired from acting a little over 20 years ago. And the past couple of decades, he spent in Santa Fe in like putting himself into the community, being on the arts board. He took up painting. He wrote novels with like a local author. He worked with a gallery there. He's part of the art scene. And I'm like – man, something's going to kill you at 95. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, something's going to kill you. But what a fucking great end to his life, man. Like, to find the place you love and to be able to become part of it and just be creative with your last few decades. It just sounded kind of beautiful for me.
Yeah, like you said, like, not the very last moment.
Yeah, but if somebody said, like, look, here's the downside of it. You get to spend your last two decades, like, in that sort of environment. But here's the problem. Like,
some podcasts are a little bit debating if you're a mummy or not.
No, like you're going to fucking – something bad's going to happen at the very end when you're 95 and you're going to end up dead on your floor for 2 weeks. I'd still be like, that's a good – I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I would too. I would too. Like, yeah, that's the – I know I got 95 pretty good ones under my belt.
And just 2 decades of just loving life.
I mean those 2 weeks that he spent on the floor, he didn't know.
He didn't know. He didn't give a shit. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like it was
carbon monoxide because him, his wife, and the dog.
I heard it's not carbon monoxide.
Not carbon monoxide.
Yeah. Well,
I heard that the theory that he died and then she committed suicide and killed the dog too, right?
Really?
So that's the theory.
Well, they're saying,
fuck that. that is fucking – I just heard it. I read it. It doesn't mean
it's true. You're acknowledging it's a theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even a theory. It's just online fucking gossip.
Yeah. They found the dog –
gross. Disgusting. I don't want to hear it.
Since they found the dog in the closet, they suspect it may have gotten into the pills and then went into the closet and passed.
Oh, man.
But there were two other dogs that were still alive, one outside, one inside.
I wonder what that house is going to sell for.
I got a good dog story. Better than this one.
Oh, you're looking to end the show?
No. How much time we got going on?
12. 48 minutes.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask you about going to plays. Because you go to quite a few plays.
I've been to a couple plays in my time. Not as many as Q, though, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, Q goes for free, so I can't ask him.
I go to plays for free. They don't give free tickets on Broadway.
They don't?
Every single show I've gone to, I've paid.
You paid for it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I really want to go
see – I'm going to see Fatone in 2 weeks.
Oh, are you going to see him? Yeah, Ming went to see him.
I'm going to see Stranger Things in a few weeks.
That's a play?
Oh, wow.
That came over from London,
huh?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Huh.
It looks so good.
Who's going?
My missus and my daughter, Alicia.
Oh, okay. All right. Not Rub.
Rub?
Yeah.
No, why would you
think – he only goes to concerts. He doesn't go to plays.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know if you were
– Oh, yeah. I go places with Rub. Yeah, but usually not the theater, though.
Okay. Got it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was your question?
My question is, why are tickets so fucking expensive? I wanted to get tickets to go see Glengarry Glen Ross.
Mm.
And they were like – for like mid-orchestra, they were like $275 a person. Is that average? Like I – because I haven't been to a show in 20 years.
What do you think a lead should pull down?
A lead in one of those?
Yeah. What do you think you should get?
I mean more than the minimum I think because these guys are – they're big names.
Okay.
So that's what it is about. Get? I don't know because – well, all these guys are big though.
Okay.
Like everybody in the cast is big.
What do you think the musicians –
They're not doing it for money though. I mean they're getting paid, but that's –
No, these are all guys who have money already. Yeah. I think they're doing it because they love it.
But the musicians in the pit, the stage hands, the
it's
popcorn
a theater
concession.
Rental is what you're paying for.
Yeah, yeah. I mean it's an expensive. Yeah.
But how much? Two and change.
$275.
That sounds perfectly.
It's average. Not that much.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's not, that's right yeah. down the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, especially for an orchestra seat. Like some of the you could sit in the top for those seats sometimes.
Yeah, like 110 if yeah, you sit up yeah. top.
But splurge, baby.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah. That's why, that's why I was just thinking.
A story maybe
it could
in this.
Be a story, yeah. Like, I mean, we're going up to New York. Maybe I'll get mugged. You know? Somebody will set me on fire or
hey,
something.
Even if you don't, just say you did.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. I'll have Mary Beth swear by it. That's a good fucking idea.
Just say you were followed down an alley by some tough-looking thugs.
Yeah. That happened. That happened.
Exactly.
Oh, I like it. I like this. So going forward, like in a good way, people don't know if the stories we're telling are true or not. In a good way.
I mean, I think they'll be able to tell, though. I think I can decipher.
Sure, but listeners should expect that
keep them on their toes.
Some of the stories going forward are going to be completely made up. That's what we should expect.
I don't know how you twisted me saying that we're just not going to talk about world politics to now be like truth. We're going to be lying about everything. People, get ready. Hold on to your hats.
If we can start making up stories, I think that's cool. I think
embellishing, like you caught a fish and it became a giant.
I always felt that way, though. I never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Yeah. I don't know if we were just going through the looking glass into like complete fabrication.
Like now we're saving people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, there's been some speculation recently that JFK might have been gay. With his buddy.
Oh, JFK? His buddy?
JFK and his friend Lem Billings. Here's a picture of them together. Now, this is not really the kind of – like you and I have been friends for a long time. Walt's been friends with you for a long time. We've never taken a picture like
this.
Yeah,
but they're fucking around. Look at the looks on their faces.
Dude, I went down the rabbit hole on this.
Yeah.
There's probably 500 pictures that look like this.
With them just bro-ing
them
down?
Embracing and bro-ing down, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, look, man, the guy fucked Marilyn Monroe. You know, what are we going to do?
So do you
here?
Think he's just like, I'm bored of women? Because it seems like it was like when he was younger.
It wouldn't really change my opinion of him even if they were like – he always seemed like a fucking poon hound.
He did.
So maybe the poon's on men. That's all.
It says, although Joe Kennedy, the family patriarch, was reportedly suspicious of Billings' close relationship with his son, the Kennedy family welcomed Billings into their exclusive family circle. And Billings said, John made a big difference in my life. He may have been the reason I never got married.
Uh-oh.
And one historian wrote after the 63 assassination that Billings was probably the saddest of the Kennedy widows.
Well, I mean, would he be technically a widow?
Not technically a widow, no. No, but it did make me then look up other gay presidents.
Well, who was the one that dressed up in women's clothing?
J. Edgar Hoover?
Hoover?
That was Hoover, yeah.
Supposedly.
But these are presidents that were allegedly gay.
I didn't know there were any gay presidents.
Me neither until I heard about this JFK stuff and then I looked it
good.
Up.
This is good.
James Buchanan has faced speculation
Jimmy
about
B,
his sexuality.
Huh?
Yep. He lived with his future vice president for more than a decade. They were rarely seen apart. Many commentators at the time remarked on the pair's closeness, with Andrew Jackson referring to them as Miss Nancy and Aunt Fancy.
Do you think you
Andrew Jackson
sick
sick bird?
How far away are we, Q, from an openly gay president getting elected? Do you think it's like? Do you think it's 2025? Or do you
sounds
think still
like politics
need...
talk to me?
Well, if you just say, "Well, I hope it's this year or in the next four years," then we're covered.
Yeah, that's what I hope.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, really? Because I was hoping it would be a lesbian. You guys and your gay patriarchy.
You're right.
Yeah. Think of that.
Yeah. I didn't even, why would I assume a man?
Yeah, I don't know. We got work to do, boys. Yeah, we got work to do.
If anything, we've learned.
Why would you assume a woman? You're just as bad as us.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's a third sex.
You're right.
Boys. You're heading into waters.
Let's see.
Where were you on that one, fucking asshole?
Shaking my head.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be the official Tell Him Steve Dave finger wagger. And these two were going off in questionable waters. Now, I didn't see any of your fingers raised.
I apologize.
All right.
He can't raise his fingers anymore. Not without fucking almost blacking out.
All the blood rushes to
him. There he is. Walt's back, everyone.
Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. I remember that lawsuit.
Conspiracy theorists claim that Obama used basketball pickup games to pick up men and had homosexual trysts with Representative Arthur Davis, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. Alex Jones of InfoWars, not surprisingly, took the joke to heart. And it's popular. It's a popular conspiracy theory amongst homophobes, is what they say here. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Wow.
37th president.
Snooker!
Yeah. Is that because he would apparently like bring people into him with the bathroom to show off his penis because it was so large?
That's not what it's saying.
The president
here
just sucked 37 dicks in a row. I'm supposed to be here tonight.
That's my Dante voice.
Yeah. How about Dante on this game show?
What's going on?
He's on this show called The Floor.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe game?
Yeah.
He's on it. Not only was he on it,
he won 20 grand.
Get out of here.
And I'm not sure if he's still on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a contestant on it.
Hey, good for him, man.
As I say, congratulations, Dante.
By the time that gets into his pocket, that's a cool $8,000. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
nice.
Tax talk.
You're right. Now I have to learn to love. If I have to learn to love taxes, this is fucking going too far.
Lyndon B. Johnson, they're saying that he was such a like anti-gay guy that they're like, you're probably gay. Like he was so like into the persecution of gay people. Alexander Hamilton, who never got to be the president, but he did have a scandalous personal life.
Yeah, but that was because he was banging a woman.
As well as his affair with a woman, doubt has also been cast over his relationships with men. During the American Revolution, his letters to close friends grew more affectionate and flowery, with many describing Hamilton as feminine. In one letter, Hamilton described himself as a jealous lover over his friend's failure to reply. He says, like a jealous lover, when I thought you slighted my caresses, my affection was alarmed and my vanity peaked. Yep. Boner time.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln.
No, honest Abe?
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume all presidents I have.
In early adulthood, he shared a bed with Joshua Speed, who later became a congressman. Mm-hmm. Wait, what did you say?
I said I'm just going to assume all presidents are half gay.
That would be a good assumption to make.
Yeah.
And then Bill and Hillary Clinton, of course. But Bill's such a poonhound, I don't see him as
But not George Washington, though, huh?
Not George Washington. Nope. Six presidents and Alexander Hamilton.
I thought with that wig and shit and all the rouge, I always say, since I was a little kid, I was like, I remember asking my mom if George Washington was a woman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wouldn't make sense. Wouldn't make sense with the makeup.
I was just a little kid then when I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked like an old auntie.
Yeah.
He looked like Martha Washington, basically.
But he was a badass, though. I didn't know it, but he was
George?
Motherfucker. He's a general in the army.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, saved this country from the Brits.
Hey, UK talk. Come on now.
Come on. I know it was all 200 years ago, but still. Yeah,
it's still raw.
We can't back down.
He insisted on inoculating his army against smallpox.
Also, Michelle Trachtenberg died,
yeah,
which I was shocked at. She's only 39 years old.
Yeah, that's
great.
Huh?
Do we know what happened to her?
No, she had a liver transplant a couple weeks ago, and I think they knew that death was a possibility.
Whoa.
After the
– is that a common liver transplant? I know kidney transplants are and everything, but liver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think livers are for like drunks, right? A lot of times.
Well,
like alcoholics,
not necessarily. I have a cousin who –
successfully?
She passed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's hard to
– It's jeez. With all the drugs you got to take for the anti-rejection and stuff.
You can never stop taking those, right?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's right.
And that's just me speculating, actually, because the family didn't want an autopsy. I guess they're Jewish, so they're like, no autopsy. We just want a barrier immediately. So we won't know if it was liver or drugs.
I like that little caveat there. You caught yourself that. That's good. That's good podcasting.
What did I catch?
When you said that was just you speculating, you said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That is good. Mm-hmm. Good, solid podcasting.
I can learn.
Yeah.
I can learn.
You guys want to hear the dog stories?
Yeah, hell yeah. Poor Q. Just shaking his head, looking downcast.
You want me to save him until next week?
No. Let's just do it. You guys don't ever think about ending this podcast?
Never.
How are we going to end it? Again.
I mean, we could just end it.
You could drive over. You drive back to Staten Island. You got a TV show to do.
Yeah. Yeah, but how much longer is that going to go? You know?
It doesn't look
like this will be your only source of income. You better dig in. You better dig your heels in, boy.
Yeah.
Or invest in a restaurant.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
So do you remember years ago I rescued my neighbor's dog that got out?
Yes.
Okay. So that had to have been almost 15 years. It was at the very beginning of stages of Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that neighbor moved with that dog, and a new neighbor moved in with a dog. And the other day, my daughter Alicia was going out early in the morning to Dunkin' Donuts, and she saw the neighbor's dog in the middle of the street. And she rescued the dog and brought it back to that same neighbor's house.
Wow. Oh, yeah?
Fulfilling her almost like
destiny.
It's about me.
I saved the neighbor's dog. Now she saved the neighbor's dog.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like some weird kismet shit going on. You know, I thought
out of the same house is interesting.
Same house. Mm-hmm. You know, same situation. Dog gets out, needs to be rescued and brought back to the house by a Flanagan.
Flanagan's, man.
Yeah.
Out there rescuing canines.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, that was the feel-good story. Now I got a lighthearted one to take us out on.
See, that's where you should have embellished, though, because Alicia's like, hey, there's a dog. Let me bring him back to his house. Should have been like, the car's buzzing back and forth.
Yeah, she was on a major highway, four lanes.
Yes, right. Yes.
People drive up and down your block pretty quick.
They do.
Yeah. It's insane.
Especially at like 6 a.m., yeah.
Everybody's late for work, so like, fuck it. Yeah.
But my feel-good story is so I have Teddy now, my French bulldog, my long-haired French bulldog, and he likes to go everywhere with me or needs to have somebody at the house to watch him. Nobody was home this particular evening, and I went over to the pizza parlor that I always go to, the pizza parlor that I saved from a mini volcano, a little midget volcano.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say midget now in this new Tell 'Em Steve Dave era.
Can't say volcano either. Very dicey. Although I did see an official announcement to tell people to keep mulch away from their houses because it's been starting fires.
Yeah.
It's like officially announced.
TSD makes, the world takes. So this same pizza parlor that I have gone in there and saved the plaza that they have a store in, I bring Teddy with me. And when I get out of the car, we pull up and I get the spot right in front. He jumps into the driver's seat and just puts his paws on the window and he watches me go in. I'm just going to go pick up my order and come back out. But we're so close to the window, you know, I could see him from.
Sure, inside the store.
Yeah. And that's when the car starts fucking going. And he starts fucking driving.
Holy shit.
No, I'm only fucking with
you. That's what we could do now.
I totally bought it too.
I wanted to support it no matter what.
I was like, what kind of car is he driving? Yeah. Kick it into gear.
So I'm watching him from I sell what I'm picking up. And I hear this voice. And I am treated in there kind of like I'm invisible. They're not very personable in there in this pizza parlor, which is fine. I don't need to be glad handed.
Is it the one in the Walgreens Plaza?
No, it's the one in the Foodtown Plaza.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know.
So they're not very overly friendly, but that's fine. I'm not there to, you know, I'd rather eat the pizza. But they're not really that friendly. And out of nowhere, I just hear someone say, how old's your dog? And these guys never talk to me, so I don't assume they're even talking to me. And I was like, I realized when he's talking to me, I was like, oh, well, he's about four now. And he goes, he's a long-haired Frenchie. I was like, yeah, yes, he is. And he was just like, what color is he? And I was like, oh, he's like white. And before I can even finish that he's gray, he goes, he's a blue long-haired Frenchie. And I was like, yeah. He starts dancing. And and this is real. I'm not paying. Yeah. He starts dancing and gyrating. And he's going to his wife. His wife works there too. Babe, they got a long-haired Frenchie. And he's like, holy shit, bro. He's like, He's like, me and you, we're going to be fucking rich. Rich, I raise, I breed French bulldogs. I have never come across a long-haired Frenchie. He goes, he's like, you are going to be – you're sitting on a gold mine, son.
Well.
And I'm like, I can't even get the words out.
Right.
And before I finally go, well, I go, we're not really sitting on any money. I said, I got him fixed. And the dancing stops immediately. He just looks at me like, what? Why? Why the fuck would you do that? And I was like, well, you know, the situation. I start to tell him the history of the dog.
I'm not a breeder.
I go, you know, and I took the responsibility that I want to take the dog in and raise him and give him a good life, you know, because of the situation. You know, it's sad. His owner passed away.
I.e. the right reasons.
And I go, I would just feel terrible if I was like, you know, if all of a sudden I just started, you know, the guy that like trusted me enough to take him in was like, hey, he found out I'm making money on the dog now. It would be for all the awful reasons. I would feel like a heel. I can't even get it. Like, I want to say all this, but I can't even get it. He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? He's going.
No, he's not angry.
He's fucking really upset. And he's just like, I can't believe this shit. I can't believe this. I can't believe it. He puts his hands in his head and just like fucking what? Like he's going to get sick.
Oh, my God.
He's like – he's just shaking his head. Why? Why would somebody do that? Why? 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 Why would somebody do that? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have to apologize. Now I'm like defending my actions like yeah. to this guy. And I'm like, you know, it just wasn't – something we thought we would explore.
How presumptuous, though, that he's like, all right, we got a mate. Like without even asking you, like, if you – like, forget that Teddy's been fixed and everything.
Yeah.
What if you're like, look, I'm not into breeding. Like, that's one thing that people shouldn't be doing is, like, breeding their own dogs, you know?
Yeah. You know, that's a good point. I was just so taken aback that they were even speaking to me. that I was just like, wow, I can't believe it. And now and after that, you know what they were talking about after I left that pizza parlor.
What an asshole you
Oh, were. My God. Yeah, they probably
– the biggest
fucking,
idiot customer they have.
Yeah, my ears must have been burning. Like, all that shit about saving the plaza, you know, nope. They don't talk about that. They just – I'm the guy now that fucking fixed the $10,000 dog.
Right.
Honey, make sure to spit his food next time.
Yeah. Yeah, you almost can't go back there. Yeah.
I didn't even consider that. You really think that's a possibility?
No.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Probability, no.
Bro, the guy was going to be rich.
Yeah, like he was rich in that moment, and then he's like, oh, fuck, he just ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't
you're the guy
like
that
I,
killed his
but
dream.
Even he has to realize it wasn't a personal thing that I did because against him.
You should have just said – you should have been like he was fixed when I got him.
Yeah, you're right. I should have. That. But going forward, if this happens again, yeah, I will be like, yeah, fucking stupid fucking asshole.
Yeah, I could have been rich.
Before, yeah. Fucking idiot.
But can't he just get another one and use it as a breeding?
These are extremely hard long-haired Frenchies are extremely hard to come by. They do retail for $10,000. So the previous owner, her son brought the dog for her, and they were pretty well off. They afforded a $10,000 dog. Wow. And my vet even says when I came in the other day, she was like, I just can't get over this dog. She goes, this is like the unicorn of dogs, she said. Wow. I heard they existed. I've never seen one in real life.
He is a cool-looking dog. I do like that dog.
He is wild-looking, but yeah, it's
– Yeah, but if all you have to do is buy one for $10,000 and mate it and have like a litter of puppies, like aren't you going to make your money back immediately?
I guess, but I don't know. I mean, where are you going to find someone that – who would have thought that the guy who delivers pizza also fucking breeds French bulldogs?
French
bulldogs.
Yeah. No, it's a crazy one, but I don't think – you know, I don't think he was right to curse at you in his place of business. You were a customer buying. You were there to do what you were doing, like what right. he opened his business for.
But I just think the disappointment was on a fucking massive
– Yeah.
Like ripped right out from underneath him, yeah, like the red carpet in all his dreams.
Because what the fuck is really saying, how could you be so stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not even hiding it.
No.
He's basically like one word
The guy
away.
Has never spoken to me before that, and after that incident, he has not spoken to me once. Even I held the door him for one day. He didn't even say thank you. Just bring out some
never
pies.
Will now.
Yeah. Salts the ground you walk on.
When I lived in that area, I had a couple run-ins with their delivery drivers. I stopped using them.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was just too much.
I like their pizza too much. They can call me stupid after I leave this restaurant. It's okay. I'm fine with it. It's okay. I get it. You know, you had your hopes and dreams shattered by me trying to be a good person.
And like, were these hopes and dreams prior, I guess? Like, he was like imagining if he could just
He said that he's just like, he never dreamed that he would just walk upon one. He goes, they're that rare, he said.
Hmm.
And to have one just fall into his lap, he said it was like he was dancing over it. He literally was dancing.
Right.
Like his feet weren't even touching the ground. He was that happy. It was a lottery ticket, that one of those fake lottery tickets.
You know, right. And you flip it over and it's like, sucker.
Oh, my God. So that's
what
it.
A good run we've had, guys.
Like, come on. That's a story I would tell on regular TSD.
I'm looking forward to the start of a new podcast next week. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Well, I mean, are we going to renumber it? I mean, there's a lot of work that has to be done, right?
Who's
going
to get on that? Talk about it during the
Maybe, like, yeah. Just keep it legacy numbered and okay. Then just, like, put it in the title, the new number.
That's a good idea, too.
You know?
Yeah.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Yeah, something like that. It'd be great.
We got to spread it around that now you can get in on the ground floor.
Yeah.
We'll make 15-year-old references no one will get.
Oh, I'm going to stop doing that.
We got to stop doing that too?
Yep.
Oh, boy. That's the wheelhouse of an old guy like us, though, is making ancient references.
Yeah, we got to get out of our comfort zone. As a lot of people on Reddit said, we're just too comfortable.
Oh, sorry.
Tell him, Steve Dave. Tell him, Steve Dave, before you get going again, before you get all riled up.
God forbid I should be comfortable.